Our story begins in the Westside Hospital 5th floor waiting room, where Mac is talking with Hannah, Connie, and Clint about Raven's condition.
No, no, no way.
You can't let them do this.
Raven wouldn't want this, Mac.
I know. I understand what everyone is saying. Do any of you actually think I want Raven to lose part of her leg?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
No, of course not. But even the thought of it is just awful.
It is, but let's wait until the third specialist examines her today before we even go there.
I guess you're right, but this isn't a decision that should be made for someone else.
We've already been through this, Hannah. Let's just wait and see what happens. But look, Raven's overall well-being has to be the primary factor in this decision, whether she's awake to make it or not.
At Channel 6, a happy Gretchen strolls into Kyle's office.
Guess who's going to be on the 6 o'clock news tonight?
Let me guess. You?
You got it. Can you believe how quickly things are starting to change around here for me? I am actually being considered for big news stories now.
Yeah, that's fabulous. You're a real go-getter.
Oh, I don't know about that, but... You know, the stars seem aligned for me or something. I'm so excited. I better go and call Charlie and let him know.
Okay, you do that. Pretty soon they'll be giving her my story.
At Serena's apartment, Alexandra has just arrived and is talking with Serena and Jackson in the living room.
Hello, Miss Jones.
Mr. Endicott. How do you two know each other?
Oh, we don't really. Your uncle made a short and very lasting impression on me.
What Ms. Jones is trying to say is that I was pretty obnoxious on the day we met. Not that I didn't have a right to be.
No one has the right to be that obnoxious.
So, what brings you by, Alexandra? But let me guess, you were just in the neighborhood?
As a matter of fact, I was. And I thought I should check in on you and the baby.
And just how do you know my niece?
I wrote a story on her once for Manhattan Monthly.
Yeah, I was a bit miffed with Alexandra after she wrote the story, and she has insisted on being my lifelong friend ever since, to make it up to me.
Interesting.
So how is the baby?
He's doing fine. He's growing like a weed already.
Oh, I'd really love to see him sometime.
Yes, well, he's actually napping at the moment. Actually, Alexandra... I really hate to be rude, but I was in the middle of a conversation with my Uncle Jack when you got here. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, of course not. I see that you are doing well. Take care, Serena.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh, I will. Thanks for stopping by.
What was that all about?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. That woman has tried to integrate herself into every facet of my life for months now. I feel like there's some reason behind it, but I'm missing it. I just don't get it.
Do you want me to check it out for you?
What could you do?
Believe me, Serena, I have my ways of finding things out.
Well, all right. It's not a big priority, but if you did find out anything that would explain her behavior, I'd love to hear it.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.